This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They have made an arrest. We brought you the news conference live on the KRLD Morning News. A 22-year-old man named Tyler Robinson accused of shooting and killing Charlie Kirk.
In 33 hours, we have made historic progress for Charlie.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says they learned Robinson had become more political leading up to the shooting and talks about engravings on unspent bullets, casings and that were found on the rifle used in the attack. Keep it right here on KRLD as we continue to follow these developments.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We got breaking news out of Grand Prairie where their officers went to the wrong house and shot the armed person inside.
The shooting happened at a home off Holly Hill Drive near I-20 and South Beltline Road. Grand Prairie police officers were responding to a 911 call about an act of disturbance. However, they were given the wrong address and showed up at a neighbor's house instead. Police said the officers knocked on the front door for about 5 minutes, but no one answered. Eventually, however, the resident did come out of the garage and pointed a gun at the officers. The officers feared for their lives, so they fired several shots at the resident, hitting him in the leg. He was treated at the hospital and later released. The DA is investigating whether the homeowner should face charges and if the officers acted appropriately. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And lots of excitement ahead of the Cowboys game, home season opener. This is going to be on Sunday. It's a classic Cowboys versus Giants matchup at AT&T Stadium. Jerry Jones speaking to the guys on 105.3 The Fan, opening up about working with his children throughout the years. He admits he tried to follow one specific creed.
And the father was praying, and I'm going to paraphrase it. Lord, don't let me be a bully, because I can be, because they love me and I'm their dad. Don't let me be a bully. That's the kind of deference, I think. And I know they've got it over on the other side. Can you imagine being one of my three children and sitting there over the years and working with me through things? Well, they've done it. And most of the ideas that I do get credit for that have turned out good were theirs. And they executed them. So this has been a smart move as well as a move that I'm proud of. I wouldn't take anything for having spent all these years with them like this.
The Cowboys are a 5.5-point favorite when it comes to taking on the Giants at noon.
And if you're heading to the game, remember Jerry World has a strict clear bag policy, just like all the other stadiums. Only clear bags, 12 by 12 by 12, gallon zip bags or small clutches are allowed. Tickets are mobile only. You need your phone. And you need the Dallas Cowboys app to get in. Don't bring any professional cameras or foods or drinks or weapons or large signs. You also have to buy your parking passes in advance. And if you're using rideshare, you're getting dropped off at lot 15. It's about a half-mile walk to the nearest entrance.
Well, it turns out a lot of the food Cowboys fans will get to enjoy is coming from right here in North Texas.
Paul Quinn College is celebrating a 15-year partnership with the Cowboys and AT&T Stadium by providing produce grown at the We Over Me Farm, which ironically has grown on the former football field back when Paul Quinn College had a football program. Paul Quinn president Michael Sorrell.
We provide lots of produce to the Cowboys and to the Legends, and we're here to celebrate and highlight the menu rollout.
A lot of what Paul Quinn provides goes to the healthier options at the concession stands. The stadium does offer vegan-friendly options. The Cowboys host the New York Giants on Sunday with a noon kickoff. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And if you're not going to the game, you can hear all the action on our sister station at 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, the governor signed a new law to make Islamic developments like Epic up in Josephine make that illegal.
Governor Abbott signed House Bill 4211 into law, saying the ban on Islamic Sharia law in Texas is now strengthened. Abbott says this law now makes the planned Muslim-centric community of Epic City guilty of religious discrimination.
The development was structured in a way that requires anybody who bought a lot there to abide by Sharia law. That is illegal in Texas. It violates our laws and our values, and imposing Sharia violates the Texas Fair Housing Act.
The Texas chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations quick to respond, saying there are no Sharia compounds in Texas, and the governor's rhetoric misrepresents Islam and stigmatizes Muslims. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They have made an arrest in the Charlie Kirk murder in Utah. It's an otherwise ordinary-looking kid named Tyler Robinson, 22 years old. He's from Utah. He is in custody. They say that he confessed or implied, at least, that he had done it to family members and friends. They've got surveillance video that matches the clothing he was wearing, the car he was driving. His friends, his family say that he had become more political in recent months, and he had specifically... expressed a lot of anger towards Charlie Kirk.
And he mentioned at the table, he says, Kirk's coming into town, and that kind of raised a few red flags for the family members.
So they picked him up, they're questioning. Obviously, they're tearing apart his social media feeds and email and all of that. So,
and we were just talking about this real quickly. I know that the parents had their Facebook feeds up. Well, they're gone now, and... Could you imagine those parents?
I can't.
What they're going through in Utah. That's more of a conservative state, and good. It doesn't matter who.
Being the parents of anyone who commits a horrible crime
Because everyone blames you. What kind of raising did this kid have? Did you make a mistake?
Right.
And then even if they did the right thing, apparently in this one, he confessed to the father or somebody.
How about the parents of the kids at Columbine?
Or
Sandy Hook. I can't even imagine.
But in today's age, now they're the targets.
Right.
These people are going to get harassed and so on and such.
So evidently, and some of the information that they get, some of the evidence that they have against this guy had to do with, get this, inscriptions on the shell casings. And this is Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist!" Catch! Up arrow symbol, right arrow, and symbol, and three down arrow symbols. A second unfired casing read, "Oh Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow Chow," and a third unfired casing read, "If you read this, you are gay." LMAO.
You're just explaining the Bella Chow to me.
Yeah, that was apparently it was a resistance in the Italian in Italy during Mussolini.
With the Mussolini fascism.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So again, it's pretty. If we're looking for a motive, he kind of wrote it down there. Right. He felt that Kirk was a fascist, and so he was going to do what a fascist did, is kill your opponent that you don't like.
This is what, as we were saying, this is what Luigi did.
Yes.
You know, messages on the shell casings. It's crazy. As all this plays out, of course, the political rhetoric continues. That's inevitable. Sadly, it's who we are. It's what we do.
Now, hold on. Is this the thing that the governor said at the end there? I thought this was wonderful.
Mr. Spencer Cox addressed that as well.
I think it's important that we, with eyes wide open, understand what's happening in our country today. I've heard people say, well, why are we so invested in this? There's violence happening all across our country, and violence is tragic everywhere. And every life taken is a child of God who deserves our love and respect and dignity. This is certainly about the tragic death, assassination, political assassination of Charlie Kirk. But it is also much bigger than an attack on an individual. It is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on the American experiment. It is an attack on our ideals. This cuts to the very foundation of who we are, of who we have been, and who we could be in better times.
Well, little said.
Yeah, a little later on, he talked about hope, and it's hope is the in between optimism and pessimism, because hope is something that you can actually do to make things better, where optimism is just hoping that things turn out well. They just eventually will. But hope is when you actually make the change yourself. And he implored both sides. If you're worried about rhetoric, then why don't you start? You be the start. And that's
someone has to.
Someone has to do it. And if you find yourself fired up at another group, maybe just take a breath and think, why don't I just sit this one out? Or maybe I don't have to post that thing on Facebook or TikTok or
I am hoping that you're right. Women in America, are women more religious than men? Yes, they are, but the gap is shrinking.
The Pew Research Center crunched the numbers.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, we've historically, women in the United States are more religious than men. Women are more likely to identify with a religion like Christianity or Judaism or another faith. Women are more likely to say they pray regularly. Women are more likely than men to believe in God or a universal spirit. That's been true for a long time, and it's still true today. However, that gender gap in American religion is shrinking.
Pew senior researcher Greg Smith.
The gap between the religiousness of women and men is smaller today than it was 10 or 15 years ago when we first started doing studies like this. And importantly, the gender gap in religiousness is smaller among young people than among older people. What I mean by that is among the oldest Americans, women are much more religious than men. But among the youngest Americans, there tends to be very little difference in the religiousness of women and men.
All right, so why is this happening? Well, it's not what you think. This isn't men catching up with women. It's the women falling back to the men.
Some people have wondered, well, if the gender gap in American religion is shrinking, it must be because men are becoming more religious and thus catching up with women. But that's not what's happening at all. Rather, what's happening with the gender gap is that both women and men have become less religious over time. And if anything, that's happened a little bit faster among women than among men. And that's what explains the narrowing gender gap.
The gender gap in religiousness is not unique to the United States. Smith says it's seen in many parts of the world, especially in historically Christian countries.
Yeah, but not exclusively.
You know, and I could see it. A lot of younger people that I know just don't find church to be something that they go to. I find older people, I guess older, my age and older, that do prioritize church.
Yeah, because you're getting closer to the end.
Well, maybe that. Yeah. But I also think that's probably kind of why we're at where we're at with this, you know, political violence and stuff, and people don't have any kind of hope, so they think they got to take it upon themselves to do something crazy. Like we need, it doesn't matter what religion, I think we need a little bit more religion in our lives. That's me on my high post.
Up on the soapbox.
Yeah, the soapbox. You can kick it out from underneath me now.
A York at.
That's right.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.